We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We get to talk to head coach Jason Ficca of the LCCC Golden Eagles, who last night...
Who's also gassed out like the rest of us as well.
Yeah, it was a long, long night, and they even wanted to extend it 5 extra minutes. But you know what?
It was a long night, but it was a happy night at least.
Like, yeah, it was a doubleheader sweep, and matter of fact, a sweep of the Powell Trappers as well. But we go back to that early part of the game, and I... sense that this thing was not looking too good for the Golden Eagles. It looked like it could have got away early, but chip, 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 and they did.
No, we didn't get off to a good start, and Northwest did get off to a great start. We started in the zone, and they started off hitting 3 or 4 mid-range jumpers right over the top of David Appelgren, and which is not really easy to do, but they were knocking in shots early, and we were... letting them set the tone versus us setting the tone, and that's but we took their punch, staggered a little bit and came back and delivered the knockout blow in the end. So I was really proud of our guys for that.
Their one kid, Howell, who was like an aircraft carrier, and he basically dominated inside.
Yeah, he forced his way past.
And had a couple of slips with the basketball, but also, too, I look at him and I look at a Congo. Sometimes being aggressive and over-aggressive gets you into trouble, and I think that's what happened, especially in the inside later in the game.
Yeah, a little bit. They had some miscues that were pretty much unforced. Northwest has some pieces, and like you said, 12, I don't remember guys' names. So number 12, the guy you're referring to, he didn't play against us the first time, but he was a load. He's hard for us to handle. He's strong enough to muscle his way to the rim on David, but he had enough bounce, even though he's only 6'5", he has pretty good bounce. Enough bounce to get up over him or, get up through and over him with his strength and size. He was tough for us, and he went 6 for 7 in the first half, but he sat a lot. I don't know what the issue was, but I don't think he was in foul trouble, but the way he was killing us, I just I would have had him in there.
Yeah, he picked up 2 quick fouls.
Him and Grandson, Okongwu, and him each had
3 fouls. Yeah. But at least for Hal, he picked up 2 at least late there in the first half. And, yeah, we were talking about that. Of this playmaker that you have right now, again, not in foul difficulty at any point in time of the game, he sat for the majority, again, whether it was a health issue. But either way, it was a benefit for you guys where, again, him sitting down, especially in that second half, here came that charge where it was, again, we're talking about – it was a 15-point lead, I do believe, at a point in time for Northwest. And then here we are getting towards the tail end, and here comes the LCCC where lo and behold, a Tyrese Batoma 3, and we're headed to overtime.
What turned the game around, Coach, when you're down by 15? I mean, again, you're not there with the magic marker going, hey, guys, boom, this is it. I mean, what turned it around?
There wasn't a whole lot of X's and O's adjustment. At halftime for us defensively. I thought after the initial spurt by them, I thought we were defending fair. We switched to man-to-man, and then we were kind of opposite. We were man-heavy, but we did still play some zone throughout the last 3 quarters of the game. So defensively, I thought we were guarding well. We just had to make a miss and secure loose balls. It's been our nemesis all year. I think we're decent at getting to balls. We're not good at securing loose balls and rebounds. So, we secured a couple. Offensively, we needed Tyrese Batoma to get going. I remember remarking to Dwayne on the bench saying, "We need Tyrese to knock down some shots here if we're going to get back in this thing." And we hung in there, and eventually in the last quarter of the game, Tyrese started hitting.
No, he was clutch, especially there again, to send that game into overtime. I mean, for you, Coach, at this point in time with Tyrese, we've seen it throughout this entire season, but again, from beyond the arc at this point in time, the guy is clutch at this point, and you're going to have utmost confidence of just, where again, in a situation what we had last night at Powell, hey, you're down by 3 or you need a big shot from someone, you got to feel pretty confident of, hey, Tyrese, take that shot.
Well, that was the exact same play that we ran to beat Western Nebraska here what we call gold. So it's kind of a half court play. We have a series of end of game situations depending on how many seconds and if we have timeouts. We call it diamond, gold, and silver, and so that was gold, and we ran that same thing against Western Nebraska, and Tyrese hit the three to win it, and then we ran gold again last night, and Tyrese hit the three to send it to overtime.
You know, while he was slumping in the early part, Courtney, David hooked up a little bit from the outside.
Yeah.
Mateo comes off the bench, and you see the difference in Mateo Zovko coming off the bench. Even Kyle Cabs too. Yeah. Kyle may not show up in the box score so much with points scored, but his defensive prowess on the court opens up a lot of things for you as well.
Well, Kyle plays with very high energy level. He defends very well. Sometimes a little over aggressively. He picked up quick fouls. So he's got to, draw it back here and there a little bit. But his energy and what he brings that doesn't show up in the box score, we've talked about it before, is really invaluable to our team. And that's why we started in the second half. We just felt like we had to have that on the floor as much as possible if we were going to come back and win that game.
But going back to Mateo, though, he's really settling into that, coming off the bench now. And again, I'm really liking, A, the confidence on the outside, but not afraid to go inside. I mean, he's going to take it against anybody.
Yeah, he's been pretty good driving to the hole and pretty good with his mid-range shot. And then a couple games ago, I made a simple mention to him about shooting the ball on the way up. I noticed that he was getting to the top of his jump shot, his top of his jump, and he was then trying to release the ball, and there was a hitch in his motion. I mean, his body would buckle as he tried to snap it off at the top of his jump. So a couple of games ago, I mentioned something to him, like shoot it on the way up, and
Since then,
it's gotten a little bit better, and I remind him of that, two, three times during the course of a game, like shoot on the way up, and I don't know if it actually did anything or not, but he believes that recommendation has helped him. So, maybe it's just a placebo I gave him, but if he believes it, it's helping him, then I'll keep saying it.
Not a knock against Mateo, but the only thing, the little tweak that he needs as well, too, is he still has that European extra step every once in a while where he'll drive, but he does take that extra step every once in a while.
He's got the Euro step, and he, those in Europe and a lot of international places, they're taught to not flop, but they're taught to react to contact as if you were fouled. And here you're told, play through contact, play through it. Every once in a while, I think he's getting better at playing through it as he adjusts to this style of play. But once in a while, he still, feels the contact and throws his head back. And
we saw it on the potential offensive charge he was looking for work, and he kind of flopped. Yeah. But it's like, hey, Mateo, you're still walking a bit.
Yeah, you got to go through that. Before
we go to the break, too, want to mention Stephon Manzi again. Whether the shot is there or not for him, I'm really watching him closely now, too, because he will be beyond the arc, and then he'll bust inside. Again, where Stephon is 6'8", but he's, a strong wind gust can knock him over.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's going there, and he's battling with the big boys.
No, his effort is, Steph plays as hard and as consistently hard as anybody on our team. I don't think anybody has played harder over more minutes than Steph has. So it's been very valuable. His versatility and positions he can guard and positions he can play offensively. And now if he throws in those, he's been shooting the three pretty well. Reasonably well here for the last month since Christmas. So he throws in a couple threes. He did take one bad one. He took that step back in transition, and I kind of reminded him, stay in your lane there. That's probably not your game. Take the open drive, draw and kick one, but step back off the dribble in transition. That's probably ill advised. But other than that, I thought he had a really nice game.
Can I be negative Nelly here and say we're still struggling from 15 feet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in a sense, Tyrese, yeah, I don't think missing.
And I'm not talking just Tyrese. Yeah, we're, no. As a team, we're struggling.
Well, we were 7-for-10 in the first half, and I thought for sure we'd miss more of that. But I think we had missed the front end of a couple one-on-ones. So I always count missing the front of a one-on-one as really 0-for-2. So in my mind, we were more like 7-for-12 in the first half. And then the 4-for-10 in the second half. And so we have to address that in practice and spend more time. Tyrese is our best free throw shooter. But I think actually him missing that second free throw
helped out.
Helped out because the guy that got it, 24, was not a ball handler, and he, you know, kind of panicked. I think they had something set up to run. And
he couldn't get the ball. Darius Webster could not get the ball out of his hand.
And he took it and never really got a good look at the rim. They had plenty of time. I think, 7 seconds or something, like 7.7. So,
either way,
it worked out.
Yeah, I was going to say, fate's aligned, Oregon. You picked up the victory last night on the road in Powell against beating the Northwest Trappers, where you do stand right now at 10-13 overall, moved to 3-4 in a four-way tie right now for third place in Region 9 North action. Just give us kind of quick thoughts on just where we're at right now in the standings as now we're into the final month of at least the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we've talked about, Sheridan and Casper have kind of separated themselves from the pack, and then there's a big pack at 3-4. It's going to start to sort out here. Obviously, it'll sort out, but we've been through it we're halfway through in a number of games. We still haven't played Eastern Wyoming, and we're already on to Northwest a second time and Casper a second time. So it's a little disjointed how we go through the season, but I feel really good about our chances of, you know, staying in the third and fourth and staying in third or fourth and getting the first round bye. That sweep in Northwest is huge because that's a tiebreaker, a big tiebreaker situation there. So right now, amongst the teams that we're tied for in there, I think we are 3-1 against those three other teams with games to play, but right now, as it stands, I think we would have the tiebreakers in that four-way tie. So,
for instance, again, just going off of his point with Northwest, again, getting that sweep, Northwest right now is also 2-10-13. They are also 3-4 in conference play as well.
Right. And, Coach, are you here by yourself today?
No, we've got Kyle.
Okay, real quick here before we bring on Kyle, do want to talk about Casper, Thunderbirds. Again, as you said, the two teams, which would be Sheridan and the Thunderbirds, have distanced themselves. But I look back at the Sweet Erickson Gymnasium contest. We threw up a lot of points. I know we gave up a lot of points. This is a team that is it's built for speed and good from the outside as well.
Yeah, they're a very high powered offense. I was looking at some numbers today. Most all of their offensive numbers, points per game, and are all, you know, field goals made. They're all in the top 3, 5, 8, 10.
Labonte Kidd and Adamu are the two names that come off mind.
They can really score, but I think we'll be ready tomorrow emotionally. I feel really good about where we're at, and so we got to come up with some strategic things to slow them down.
You made a comment, and I don't mean to interrupt, but you made a comment to me on that post game show about David. You said David won't let that happen a second time, where they kind of dominated him inside and had their way with him. His footwork will be a little bit better, you said.
I think so. I mean, he realized it, and we'll watch some video tomorrow on that and remind him of some things and give him some tips on how to, you know, be a little more productive and be a little better defensively than he was up there. So I think we'll be ready. I think the guys have been waiting for this rematch a little bit.
All right, Jason Ficka, join us on our coaches show here, our LCCC Golden Eagles coaches show. And again, looking forward to chatting with you on Saturday as we get ready for the Thunderbirds, 4 p.m. tap time in the rack. Our LCCC coaches show brought to you by Laramie County Community College.